Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. We worship you, we honor you, we adore you. We glorify God in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise, take your seat. He just showed us the clip of that baby that arrived just now. Something new shall be born in someone's life today. Jesus' name. Very, very quickly, sharply welcome everyone here this morning. Evangelist Daniel and your team, happy to have you. I'll introduce you shortly. Give the Lord a praise. Job chapter 23 and in verse 12. He said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. We are reigning in life by the power of the word. And this morning, we are looking at the necessity of the word of God. I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. The necessity of the word of God. Our objective is twofold. Number one is to understand the necessity of the word of God. And second is to understand our access to that word. At the end of the preaching of this word this morning, we'll then deal with the subject of the day, that is the focus of the service, which is dealing with roots and captivities and so on. It's important to know that the word of God is a critical necessity to life. According to Job, it's more necessary than food. Such that Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Luke chapter 4 verse 4 re-echoes, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Question. Why is the word so necessary? Why is Job saying that the word of God is even more necessary than his necessary food? I'm going to look at 12 reasons why the word is so necessary. Number one, the word of God is critical to both natural and spiritual life. Natural life, spiritual life. That is, the word of God is literally the word of life. To live well, to live meaningfully, spiritually, and naturally, the word is needed. John chapter 6 verse 63, he said, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is the container of life. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 16, the Bible said, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. Anyone who is out of touch with the word of God is out of touch with life. You don't know what it means to live until you are in touch with the word. Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That life that came by Christ came by his word. John chapter 1 and in verse 1. John the first John chapter 1 and in verse 1. John the beloved said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. That which you have experienced of the word of life will speak to you. So the word of God is critical to both natural and spiritual life. Number two, the word of God brings us into contact and encounter with the person of God. The word of God brings man into contact and encounter with the person of God. You have never seen God at any time. But we experience God. We encounter God from His Word. We experience God from His Word. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 21, the Bible said God appeared again in Shiloh. The Lord revealed Himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the Word of the Lord. If anybody is saying, I don't know God, how does God look like? Where is God? Just step into His Word. You will encounter God with His Word. You will contact God with His Word. John chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 5. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God and His Word are the same. We encounter God, we experience God in His Word. Number three, the Word of God connects us to the voice of God. There are times when you want to hear the voice of God. You hear the voice of God from the Word of God. Connects us. The voice of God comes to us through the Word of God. Psalm 29 and in verse 3, the Bible said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, that water is the Word. That He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the Word. God helps us to hear Him from His Word. I've heard God many times from His Word. Decisions of crusade, decisions of this and that, from the Word. We hear Him from His Word. Number four, the Word of God provides for us principles and standards for living. Principles and standards for living. We know how to live by the Word. In Psalm 119 verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It guides me, and a light unto my path. Standards for living. Standards. We know how to live. What is right and what is wrong is communicated to us through the word. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So he gives us how to walk, who can be our friend and who cannot be, the kind of communication we can engage in and the kind we cannot engage in, the word of God. So what have we said so far? Number one, the word of God is critical to natural and spiritual life. Number two, the word of God brings us into contact and encounter with the person of God. Number three, the word of God connects us with the voice of God. Number four, the word of God provides for us principles and standards for living. Number five, the word of God cleanses our lives continually. It's a cleanser. Day to day cleansing. Psalm 119 verse 9 and in verse 11. He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He said, it is by taking it thereto according to thy word. We clean our lives by the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. The word of God is a cleanser. for our lives. Somebody say amen. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Every time you study the word, every time you read the word of God, you are literally taking a spiritual bath. A spiritual bath. A spiritual bath. Somebody say aloud, amen. Number six. The word of God shows us our inheritance in God. What belongs to us in God is revealed to us in his word. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. He said, I commend you to, and now brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. So the word of God, alright, I'll come to that. The word of God shows us our inheritance. Shows us our inheritance. Shows us our inheritance. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 to verse 4. The Bible said, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue, whereby he has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So the promises that are ours, the things that belong to us in God, are revealed to us by the word. I declare today in the name of Jesus, everything that belongs to you in God that the devil has denied you so far, I stand by the anointing of God today and I declare today they are released. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. What is yours in God that the devil does not want you to have, I declare they are released. Hallelujah. You are receiving them, shout the loudest amen. Number seven, the word of God is the hope of life. Brings us hope in life. The word of God is the reason why we are not hopeless. How many of you know that there are so many hopeless people in this world? There are billionaires who committed suicide. Millionaires who committed suicide out of desperation, despair, hopelessness. Psalm 130 verse 5. See what he said. He said, I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. The word of God. In his word do I hope. Psalm 119 verse 49. Verse 81. Verse 114. Verse 116. Again, Psalm 119 verse 49. Then verse 81. He said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. In your word I am able to hope. My soul fainted. Don't rush. Let me read it at least first. My soul fainted for thy salvation. But I hope in your word. I almost gave up. But there is hope in your word. Psalm 119 verse 49. That was Psalm 119 verse 81. And then verse 114. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. And then verse 116. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. You will not be ashamed. Maybe that was not for you. That's why you didn't say a louder amen. You will not be ashamed of going to church. You will not be ashamed serving God. Nobody will tell you where is your God. Nobody will tell you where is your God. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. At times I wonder what most human beings will do without God
without the Bible in this hopeless world, especially in the hopelessness of this season. Am I communicating? If you want to know the hopelessness of the world, look for any real pastor who is interested in helping human beings. He is permanently bombarded. Terrible, wicked world. On Friday night, I was preparing to come for the Ignite Youth Conference when one of the young men here sent me a text message. He said, "Sir, I just entered the wrong vehicle." Young man, he may be in the service this morning, I don't know. Daniel, that's him right there. I was preparing to preach. He said, "Sir, I just entered the wrong vehicle. Kidnapper vehicle, killer vehicle." I didn't hear from him again. But thank the Lord, I came in for the Ignite conference, and around 2 or 3 a.m. I saw him. What happened? He said the moment he entered the car, he saw two men sitting at the back. What happened? Yes.
I joined, we became 3. 2 men were at the back, I joined, so it became 3. 1 man was sitting in the front. And it was not tinted glass, so I didn't have any thought at all. So while we were moving, we got to around car wash area. And the man seated at the back said, "Give me your phone." I said, "Why?" He said, "Give me your phone." Then he brought out a knife. The man seated,
out a knife.
Yes, sir. The man seated at the front brought out a gun. He said, "Give him your phone." At that point, the only thing that came to my mind was to send Daddy a text. So I sent him a text. I said, "Daddy, I just entered the wrong vehicle." Immediately I did that, the phone went off. Phone that was over 70% just went off like that. I handed the phone to them, and then we drove a bit, and then the one seated at the front say, "Where are you even coming from?" I said, "I'm coming from Dunamis, that we had a program." So he said, "Polenenche?" I said, "Yes." Then they drove a bit to around either Karima, Jiji area, and they stopped there. And they started speaking Hausa language. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but they were mentioning Polenenche inside the name, and they were mixing it with Hausa. So the man at the front said, "Do you know that we can just shoot you here now and dump your lifeless body?" And all of a sudden, the driver and the man seated at the front started exchanging words. And then he said, "Come out of the vehicle." And they pushed me out of the vehicle. And immediately they threw my phone through the window. And that was how I was saved. I came to the church. I didn't even know how to connect, because I didn't know that Daddy already sent a reply already. When I came to the church, my friend, I told him about what happened. Also, Pastor Eli is aware of it. I told my friend what happened, and then he gave me his phone, and then I put my SIM inside the phone. That was where I saw Daddy's message that they are scattered, that the Lord sent his angels to deliver you and send confusion in their midst. That was the same word that went forth, and God preserved me. Hallelujah.
The Lord sent his angel to deliver you and set confusion in their midst. Hey! In the name of Jesus, where blood is wasted, you shall not be wasted. Every devil and group of devils looking for you, there is confusion in their camp. There is confusion in their midst. There is confusion in their midst. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. At that kind of time, it's not money that can save you. Nothing else can save you but the word of God. And that salvation is coming for somebody here today. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. So that kind of text message, multiply it 1,000 times or how many times? It comes in on a consistent basis. So when we preach and shout and scream and curse the devil and curse evil people, you will not understand. Because of the level of hopelessness in the world today. But the word of God He gives us hope in life. Number 8, the word of God is fuel for our faith. Is fuel for faith. And you know that life is at risk without faith, because the just shall live by his faith. The word of God fuels our faith. Acts chapter 6 verse 7, the Bible said, the word of God increased, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And then Romans chapter 10 verse 8, he said, this is the word. What saith he? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in your heart. And that is the word of faith which we preach. So the word of God is the word of faith. Encountering the word is encountering faith. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith is installed, and faith explodes by the word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible speaking about the word of God makes it clear. He said, for from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God's word is spread abroad, so that we do not need to speak anything. The word of God is the word of faith. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7, he said we should remember them which have rule over us, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. So men who possess word possess faith. Mark, remember them which have rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow. Considering the end of their conversation, the word of God is the birthplace of faith. Somebody say aloud, amen. Are you still following? Say aloud, amen. If it is still making sense to you, shout the loudest, amen. A louder believers, amen. Number 9, right? Number 9, the word of God builds up strength and stature. It builds us up in strength and stature. You get spiritually strong, and you are built up in spiritual muscles by the word. There are those who are weak. Weaklings in the spirit, but with the word of God you have stature. Matthew chapter 4 verse 4 said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Luke chapter 4 verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Acts chapter 20 verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance. The word of God builds you up. It builds man up. In 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 14. He said, I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. And I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you. When the word of God abides in you, there is strength. You have stature. You have stature. You have spiritual muscles. You see, there are people who are fat in the physical but lean in the spirit. Right? And there are some people who are like Dagon in the spirit, but they are lions. Dagon in the flesh, but they are like lions in the spirit. Elephants. May God reveal to you your spiritual size. Amen. So that you can know whether you have the need to build man forever. You will have the need to keep on building yourself. So we build up stature. We build up muscle. We build up stature. We build up muscles in the realm of the spirit with the word. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Number 10. The word of God is fuel for joy. Fuel for joy. Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16, the Bible said, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. The word of God is a tonic for joy, rejoicing. Psalm 119 verse 162, the Bible said, I rejoice at thy word, at one that findeth great spoil. You cannot lack joy if you don't lack word. Someone told me, said, sir,
It looks like you carry a spray or something, a joy tonic. Anywhere you come, something that's just that excitement in the air. Yes, it's correct. One of my friends told me, he said, because they invited us, both of us, to minister somewhere, and I minister. He said, what do you spray in the air? He said, the moment you come, the climate just changes. And everybody just gets excited. Apart from the Spirit of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, abundance of word, light, revelation, insight. It gives you no cause for alarm. It just makes you know that everything is under control. Somebody said that Dr. Miss Anencha is always smiling and just excited. Apart from myself, who is a major contributor to the joy? This message she is hearing now, when she returns back, she will digest it one by one. Makes notes afresh. Apart from 10 chapters of Bible every day. And so on. So that schedule is permanent. Recently she was complaining to me. She said, the messages are getting too many. I have not finished going over this one. Another one has come. Another one has come. What shall we do? So it's impossible not to move about excited and cheerful, knowing that nothing can get out of control if the one who controls all things is in control. Did you hear what I just said? Nothing under heaven can get out of control if the one who controls all things is in control. Say nothing can get out of control if the God who controls all things is in control. Let me round off quickly. What have we said so far is the benefit of the word. Number one, that the word of God is critical to both natural and spiritual life. Number two, the word of God brings man into contact and encounter with the person of God. Number three, the word connects us to the voice of God. Number four, the word provides us principles and standards for living. Number five, it's our cleanser, cleanses us continually. Number six, the word of God shows us our inheritance in God. Number seven, the word of God is the hope of life. It brings us life, hope in life. Number six, or eight, the word of God is fuel for our faith. Number nine, the word of God builds us in our strength and stature. Number 10, the word of God is fuel for joy. Number 11, the word of God connects us to the power of God. Connects us with the power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. He said, where the word of a king is, there is power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32. Concerning Jesus, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Luke chapter 4 verse 36, with power and authority, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out of him. Power and authority. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, he upheld all things by the word of his power. You know, I told a story one time in Riawan Church, maybe like 10 to 15 years ago. I looked at the scripture in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 verse 14, 15, where Peter walked through the streets and his shadow healed the sick. And this was a healing and deliverance service. And I said to myself, if the shadow of a man healed the sick, he didn't pray, he didn't say anything, he just passed. And the blind people that were seated discovered their eyes open. Deaf ears discovered their hearing. Cripples discovered they stood up. and he just passed. I said, why should I struggle? Jesus, he said, as my Father sent me, I sent you. The one who sent Peter also sent me. So I walked into the service. The healing of the last service just walked from my seat to the altar. And I carried the microphone. And I said, as I just passed now, people have been healed. Check yourself. If you are healed, come out. Then they began to troop out. I thought it was a mistake. I said, I didn't say, if you want to be healed, come out. If you want prayer, come out. I'm saying that you already got healed. Then they trooped out the more. Woo! What happened that day was that I just got an injection of a revelation, and that revelation exploded in manifestation. It just exploded in manifestation. You, what happened? I couldn't see, I can see. You, what happened? I came with a growth, a lump, a cancer. It has gone. What happened? All manner of affliction. If we were to take the testimony that day, we would have remained till the next day. Maybe literally. You were around in that service. You were in that service too. As I just passed, people have been healed. And it has happened here many times. Some people say, as you are walking around along the aisle, you just came around me, something just happened. All that came out of power in the world. I speak power to somebody today. That amen can be better. 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 If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands, say, I connect with power from the word of God. By the word of God, I connect the power now. I declare the release of power like never before in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. And finally, the word of God is our channel of wholeness, that is healing and deliverance. The word is our channel of wholeness. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It's our channel of wholeness, of healing and deliverance. Luke chapter 5 verse 15. The Bible said concerning the people, but so much the more when there is fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed. They came to hear, and in the course of hearing, they got healed of their infirmities. The same with Luke chapter 6 verse 17. They came to hear and to be healed. As they were hearing, they were getting healed. And he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their infirmities. You came here today, you shall be healed. You shall be whole. Every unclean spirit that followed you from wherever they followed you from, I decree today they are checking back to hell. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life shall be disconnected from your life now. Very, very soon we are going to do certain renouncements of covenants and agreements. The thing that don't belong to us. But very, very quickly, let me tell you the basis of our healing and deliverance. Very, very quickly. And then we'll round up. What guarantees us? Why will we be healed? Why should we be whole? What is the basis of our freedom and liberty? Number one, man was made in the image and likeness of God. God can't be chained. God cannot be bound.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. God made man. God created man in his image, in the and in his likeness. God can't be bound. If God made me in his image and the devil cannot oppress God, then the devil cannot oppress me. God made me in his image. If I am the child of a lion, then I cannot be a victim of a dog. I can't be the victim of a jackal. I cannot be pursued by a chicken if I am an eagle. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Man was made in the image of God. Number two, we are partakers of the covenant blessing of Abraham. All right, before you go there, let me take you to number two. Number two, man was blessed at creation before any curse ever arose. And God blessed him. And God said, be fruitful. Genesis 1:28. The blessing senior the curse. Do you understand what I'm saying? Chloroquine was existing and then malaria arrived. And he killed it on the spot. It's like the detergent was in existence and then the death entered your clot. That is, the answer existed before the question. The solution existed before the situation. If the blessing was on ground before the first curse ever arrived, then the curse arrived to be swallowed up by the blessing. I was blessed before before my forefathers made any mistake that should have brought me a curse. Do you hear what I just said? Look at you. Say after me, say, I am blessed beyond the curse. Say, the blessing of my life existed before any curse arose. Let God be true and let every devil be a liar. It doesn't matter what your forefathers, grandfathers, everyone did to bring a curse upon your life. The blessing God released upon you already existed before the curse, and the curse cannot survive. I like you to behave like the word of God is true, because it's true. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Number three, we are partakers of the Abrahamic blessing. God told Abraham, in you shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 3. In you, so I am connected to an Abrahamic blessing. There was no curse that could work against Abraham. Barrenness tried, but it failed at the end. It failed to the point where, after Sarah died, Abraham, that could not give birth to one child for almost 20 something, almost 30 years, he couldn't have a son. He couldn't have a child. Barren. God opened his womb and gave birth to Isaac. And only Isaac he gave birth to. There was not another, apart from Ishmael. That was a private practice. That was a side arrangement. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Apart from that, he had one son, and he could not give birth. He didn't have another child. Had only Isaac. Remained in marriage for 20 something years until Sarah died. He was like 120 something years old. Instead of thinking of when to die, he went and married a new wife. Energy. He gave birth to 6 children more. And again, Abraham, look at that. And again, Abraham, let's read it from this one. Then Abraham took to wife
Baba, great grandpapa. What do you want to do with wife at this age? He said, you should ask me what I want to do. Just wait a bit. You will know what I want to do with wife. Abraham took a wife. Her name was Keturah. And then what happened? And she bare him, number one, Zimran, number two, Jokshan, number three, Midan, number four, Midian, number five, Ishbak, number six, Shua. So the 6 children, there is body. Midian is the Midianites, is a whole country. So the country of Israel, the country of the Ishmaelites, and the country of the Midianites, all in his body. And the devil didn't want him to bring forth one child. That devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. That devil is a liar. That devil that is trying to resist your potential, to resist your release, to resist the fulfillment of your destiny. That devil is a liar. If the embargo could not succeed against Abraham, if the curse, the limitation could not succeed against Abraham, I stand here to announce every curse on your life is broken. Every limitation is broken. Every limitation is broken. Every embargo is lifted. Somebody shout glory 3 times. 2 Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. What a mighty God is have. So we were blessed. We are partakers of Abrahamic blessing. Number 4, what's the base of our healing, our freedom and liberty? Number 4, we have liberty by the work of the cross of Calvary. Liberty by the work of the cross. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, it said, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham shall come on the Gentiles. The curse that belongs to you was carried on the cross of Calvary. Ancestral curse, generational curse, familiar curses, witchcraft curse, evil curses, manipulations, diabolism, all manner of the work of the occult was taken out at the cross of Calvary. I decree today, every curse tormenting you is crushed by the blood of Jesus. Number 5, we have liberty by the work of the Holy Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is deliverance, there is liberty. Liberty is here. Freedom is here. Liberty is here. Freedom is here. Now, how does God administer his liberty to his people? Number 1, by the word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. What I am speaking right now, deliverance is happening. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Number 1, through his word. Number 2, through his prophets. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of captivity. I am here by a prophetic and an apostolic anointing to cause everyone to come out of captivity. Don't mind me when I scream and I preach like I am quarreling. It's my work. It's my work. Somebody was trying to shout, scream. I think an architect and a pastor were talking about their project, and the man was trying to raise his voice. And the man raised his voice. What are you talking about?
about?
He said, don't try to shout on me. Me, I shout for a living. God employed me to shout on the devil. Hallelujah. When we stand like this, with authority and audacity, it is part of our assignment. By a prophet, he brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet was he preserved.
The devil that said, you will not come out of captivity, that devil has not been born. The devil that said you should not get married. The devil that said you should not be free. The devil that said you should not fulfill your destiny. That devil shall not, has not been born. I command you, come out! Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. We're going to pray. Every area of your life where you see a spell, where you see a chain, a captivity, where you have a battle, you are going to tell the devil, God made me in his image. You can't embattle God. God made me in his image. God blessed me before you cause to try to come. I am a partaker of the blessings of Abraham. I am a privileged partaker of the sacrifice of Calvary. You cannot frustrate me. I have the Holy Ghost. I am in the climate of the Holy Spirit.
There are only two things that will help us to maximize the benefit of the word. Two things. Number one, we must value the word. I esteem the words of your mouth. How do I get the best out of the word? One, value for the word. I esteem the words of your mouth more than my necessary food. Number two, the heart of meekness. Being teachable, being ready and willing to learn. Teachability, willingness to learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up your voice and just begin to appreciate God right now. I need somebody at the back of the mic. Appreciate God right now. We are going to deal with satanic covenants and satanic agenda and diabolic powers and forces on the gallery everywhere. Be upstanding, be upstanding, be upstanding, be upstanding, be upstanding. No movement out yet. Don't waste your service coming by stepping out when we haven't even done anything. Lift your two hands and give him the praise right now. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
thank you for your goodness and your mercy on my life. Today, I have come before you to receive your mercy, to receive freedom and liberty. And thank you, Lord, for your word to me this morning. Open your mouth and thank you right now. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus. Anywhere you are this morning and you are in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for sins, I'm going to pray for you. You place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand?
No.
God bless you. Wave it high. Yes, you need to pray this prayer before we pray the next prayer. All right, wave it high up. All right, be the first to come forward quickly. I'll give you the count of 10. Rush to the front here. Quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 20. Here on the gallery, also step forward here. Standing, please keep standing, everybody. We have an anointing session that will be done sharply. But keep standing. Keep coming. Many are coming. You are bound by addiction of smoking, of drinking, of masturbation, of pornography, lesbianism, gay life. You are bound by gambling, fraud. A lifestyle has bound you. And you want the yoke of it broken so you can serve God aright. Also come forward. I'll give you the count of 10 as you come. 1. Quickly.
Lord, prepare me.
2.
A sanctuary.
3.
Pure and holy.
4.
Try and true.
5. Place your hand on your chest, every one of you. Quickly. And pray this prayer with me. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus. Counselors, hold on. We are still, just hold on. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you right now. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.